Well, I don't know about any of you, but have you noticed how everyone is always on their cell phone? Some people are on their cell phone now. I don't know about any of you, but in this day and age of Google, I find when I'm not sure of something, I Google it. I Google it right away. And this might be why it seems like we're always on our cell phones, because when I'm having a heated conversation with someone, we immediately go to Google to find out the answer, right? So that we don't have to go home and look it up in an encyclopedia or go back and figure out who starred or the theme song of some show in 1950. We can just Google it. It's quick proof of who is right and who is wrong. We no longer have to doubt the correct answer because the internet's always right, right? No. So the Judicial Council of the United Methodist Church ruled this on Friday. And our hope that the traditional plan would be found unconstitutional is gone. We wonder if the Methodist movement that once stood up for the oppressed, starting with our founder John Wesley, will be able to come back home to its roots after this year of legislation rooted in oppression and punishment. We doubt. We are not sure of our path. And this kind of stuff makes us doubt our denomination and where God wants us to be. We even wonder, where is God in this? Sometimes we even doubt ourselves. We doubt we can make it through a situation. We doubt we are worthy of God's amazing love. We ask, where is God when black churches are burned down and Jewish synagogues are shot up? Well, Thomas was not that different than his fellow disciples. The other disciples were able to see Jesus' wounds. Jesus quickly offered to show them. Scripture says Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Thomas was not there for that meeting, and he had experienced the trauma of losing his teacher, his rabbi, in a horrific way. Why would he not doubt without seeing proof? In the past, Jesus had given proof. He had performed miracles of healing and rose Lazarus from the dead. This was proof that his disciples could see Jesus was more than just another man. We seem to want proof of everything today. We want to know how and why of everything. There's even a show called Mythbusters, just in case we aren't sure. We may be more like doubting Thomas than we'd like to admit. Late last night, I found a quote that brought this all together. From Abraham Joshua Heschel, "We are closer to God when we are asking questions than when we think we have the answers." Asking questions is still a relationship. In the United Methodist tradition, we have a thing called the quadrilateral. I'm going to tell you a little bit about it, but Google it later and you'll learn all about it. The quadrilateral, try to spell it too. It is a tradition, a formula that the United Methodists use to not only interpret, translate scripture, it's also a way in which we interpret faith. So the quadrilateral includes scripture, we read scripture, reason, experience, and tradition. My colleague in the city says, it means that even though we believe, we have not lost our minds. Our scripture today shares the important truth that people come to believe in many ways. That's why I brought up the quadrilateral. Sometimes we become believers because of a testimony. Someone's story is shared and we connect to that story and it brings us to faith. Sometimes it's through worship or music or prayer or serving others or justice work or maybe even the sermon sometimes or the Bible or Bible study alone or in a small group. Thomas reminds us in 2019 that we may not all show up to worship on a Sunday morning and believe. So, the believing and not believing in the end, it is not the end of this scripture. Jesus breathes on the disciples the Holy Spirit and tells them and us to share our faith even in our doubt. Even when we're asking questions, even in our brokenness. Jesus says, just share. Because people come to believe in many ways, we are able to share our faith through our own God-given gifts. Today, in our doubt, when we need proof, in our questioning, in our brokenness, share this grace and life-giving love God has given us with someone else. Amen.